You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Hour number three, Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. A lot of things we're talking about this morning, we're going to talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick about. In fact, we're going to do that right now. Congresswoman, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning and happy new year, fellas. It's good to be back.
Yeah, I hear that. Same way, like the regimentation and routine part of it. But nothing's ever routine in the business of government or radio, really, when things are changing. For instance, this fraud story out of Minnesota is huge. But I got to tell you, like, I bought three newspapers today, the Jacksonville Times-Union, the Gainesville Sun, and USA Today. Not one of them has a single article about it in today's edition about this fraud.
Wow. And, I mean, are we surprised? The legacy media has always been incredibly biased, and it doesn't really surprise me at all that they haven't covered what has been disclosed thus far. I mean, billions of dollars in fraud, as we know. In fact, more fraud than what the annual GDP of Somalia is has been uncovered. And then, of course, today, the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, who has announced that he's not seeking reelection, he's going to be testifying in front of oversight today about the fraud. So pretty shameful on the part of legacy media not to be covering this. But are we surprised? Not really. And that's why I think independent journalism and shows like y'all are so important.
Well, yeah, I agree. And Governor Walz, boy, he gave a fiery speech the other day. And what did he say over my dead body? He's like acting like he's going to protect Minnesota. It's like, dude, you were on the gig. You were on the job. This all happened on your watch. How's he going to try to wriggle out of this?
That man is deeply confused. It's almost as though he was hunting in Canada with the gun that he doesn't know how to use and accidentally walked over into Minnesota. I mean, he seems to always be a little bit confused about where he is and what he's doing. And he's going to find out when it comes to it that, you know, oh, I was responsible for this. I mean, we all know he knows, but it's just he gives off the clueless vibe more than anything. But the thing that is really bothersome to me is, of course, yes, the fraud in Minnesota, we know it's there. We know that there were people complicit in it at the state level, but it's happening in other states. And so we know it's there. We know it's real. And then this week in Congress, you're looking at Congress passing three appropriation bills that have earmarks in them that go to Somali NGOs for leering centers. They don't call them learning centers. They call them leering centers. And I'm like, wait a minute, guys. I thought we were talking about curbing the fraud, not perpetuating the fraud. So you have members of Congress up here doing the exact same thing, saying, oh, we're going to fight the fraud, but oh, let me get my earmarks first. I'm really proud to say that we've never done earmarks. I think that they are truly a source of abuse of taxpayer funds. And it's more of the same out of Washington. And so that's one of the big fights that we're having this week up here on Capitol Hill is curbing the earmarks, the use of earmarks. Billions of dollars of taxpayer money from Florida are going to go to pet projects around the country in blue cities and states. And it's just wrong. It is absolutely wrong. So get ready for a big fight on that this week.
Yeah. And the Republicans are going to fight, right? You're not accepting of this clearly, but are all the other Republicans, as far as you know, on board?
Well, I'm the only Republican in the state of Florida delegation that does not do earmarks. Every other Republican does earmarks. And so it's pretty frustrating, you know. It's very much a David and Goliath when you have effectively everyone else doing it and only a handful of people who are saying, wait a minute, I think this is wrong, because then you're rewarding bad behavior. I think that that's it's a pretty tough fight, but it's one worth having because, as we all know, we got $38 trillion in national debt. We're garnishing the wages of our kids and our grandkids, who I'm sure you can hear Augie in the background. She's very excited about us tackling earmarks. and so it's just a little frustrating because you got people who are good members and they talk a good talk, but when it comes down to it, many of them are engaged in much of the same behavior.
Yeah, and I'm with you. I mean, how frustrating is that? Especially while this stuff is going on. I mean, at the very least, you'd say, hey, look, this is not the time to ask for more money for these NGOs related to anything with the Somalians, the government in Minnesota. I mean, this would be the time to go, no, you know what? Why don't you bring that up again, you know, next year at the very least?
Exactly.
And, yeah. All right. And let's move on. So still getting talk about dealing with insider trading in Congress. What's the current state with that?
You know, I think we're seeing some real movement on it. Chip Roy has a great bill that myself and a few other of our colleagues are original co-sponsors are, and we're pushing for this because it's a no-brainer. Members of Congress have access to information that gives us an unfair advantage. You should not have the capacity to buy and sell individual corporate stocks. That is, I think, a 99% of Americans would agree with that type issue. And so that is actually going to see the light of day. I think whether or not leadership brings that up is another matter, but you could see it in the form of a discharge petition. I think that's important in helping restore the trust. But again, it's a little bit funny to me that you have individuals who are pushing for this stuff. I personally don't own any individual corporate stocks, never have. But the people who are talking a big game about this, they're actually engaging in it. They're buying and selling corporate stocks. And I'm like, wait a minute. Is this do as I say and not do as I do? Or, I mean, we have to have members of Congress who are actually walking the walk, not just talking the talk. And so we're trying to rally people to get to that point. But they actually have to stop doing that in the first place in order for it to go somewhere. Because it's a little bit hollow when you have members saying that they want to do it, but then they're engaging in the behavior.
Yeah, what's the other thing? You better get it while the getting's good, because this might be shut down soon, and that's sad. But, President Trump, I'm a big fan, and I'm pretty sure you are as well. But, you know, sometimes he goes too far. Sometimes he talks too much. We can all admit that. We question how some of the things, why he says some of the things. But earlier I said, let's give him the benefit of the doubt because, you know, when they said, hey, they're spying on me, and everybody goes, yeah, you're crazy. That's a little paranoia. Well, indeed, they absolutely were. And he's been right on several other things like that. So here's the $64,000 question for you this morning. What's up with Greenland? What is really going on there? Because right now it's hard to defend the things that he's saying, and Stephen Miller as well. So what's the real deal? What's the long game on Greenland, if you can share that with us?
Well, actually, I'm going to be in a classified hearing this afternoon to talk about Venezuela and Greenland. As it was announced yesterday, Caroline Leavitt mentioned that Greenland is very much on the table. And listen, I think that there is a national security angle that we have here. There's no question that Russia and some folks that aren't particularly friendly to us, they want to leverage that territory as a means of access. And so there's a real play here. But what we can't support is another engagement where we don't have, one, the authorization of Congress, and two, if it doesn't pose a direct threat to the United States. And so I think that what the president wants to accomplish can be done through some treaties, through negotiations. It doesn't require military action, and I think that's what we should be pushing for, because there is a national security angle to address here. But we should not be putting boots on the ground. We should not be doing that unless there is an absolute direct immediate threat to the United States.
Yeah, look, the population of Greenland is not substantial, but Denmark is in charge. Why can't we make a deal with them and say, hey, we'll make this a huge AI base, you know, build power plants, nuclear power plant, an AI base, and then we'll share that with you.
Yep. I think diplomacy will prevail in the end on this. So stay tuned for more on that.
Absolutely. Congresswoman Kat Kamick, always appreciated, and keep fighting the good fight.
Appreciate you guys. Have a good one, and go Gators.
Go Gators.
Oh, yeah.
All right. 8:16. You know she'll bring that up at the meeting. My idea.
Oh yeah. She'll say, hey guys, you know Bob. You know back home. He
listen,
said,
and I don't need to get any credit for it at all.
But we'd like you know.
I'll take a kickback. Though.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What are you, Somali? All of a sudden.
Cash is king. That's all I'm saying. 8:17 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got a lot more to talk about, including how many millions of Epstein documents still are under review.
Oh, wow.
We'll touch on that coming up. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Happy Hump Day, Trump Day, my friends. 8:22 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Just had a great conversation with Congresswoman Kat Kamick. If you missed it, she's dealing with a lot of great things, a lot of upbeat things, but also a lot of, you know, what's going on in Venezuela. She's going to have a classified meeting
mm-hmm.
later on about that. I'll tell you more. No, I won't tell you more about that.
No.
But in case you missed the interview, and we know you're busy, so we try to make it easy with the Bob Rose Show podcast. Every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. I've had people say, I retired and I miss your show. And I'm like, no, my show's still on.
Yes.
In fact, you could listen to more of it now that you're retired. Well, I sleep in a little bit. Then I get busy and all that. And I said, look, you got the podcast.
Yeah.
And it's all of a sudden like the lights go on. They're like, oh, yeah. That's right, because you don't have to be pod people listen to podcasts.
We don't want to be pod people.
And I coined that phrase when podcasts were literally just coming out of their pods.
A scary thought.
No, here's a scary thought.
What you got?
A Texas man allegedly shot a married couple he met through a dating app.
Oh, my goodness.
So you met this couple through a dating app, that's not weird enough. Hey, look, whatever floats your boat, you want to do freak show, as long as you don't involve kids and they're all consenting adults, whatever. I mean, that's between you and the good Lord, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But what? He shot America. Why would you? This is crazy. And he also claims that he fired in self-defense.
What?
After they tried to sexually assault him, he claims. Cops responded to a shooting in Dallas around 5:10 a.m. 5:10 a.m. I don't think they were meeting for breakfast.
No.
On Friday, and discovered that two people had been shot by a known suspect, according to Dallas PD. Guadalupe Gonzalez, 57, was pronounced dead at the scene.
Oh.
Her husband was brought to the hospital in critical condition. Noah Truba, 26, was arrested at the scene and booked into jail on murder charges. Truba told authorities that he used drugs with the couple, who identified themselves as husband and wife. He also claimed to have met the pair on an online dating app. He later told cops that the husband and wife tried to assault him, prompting him to open fire on the couple. The shooting and motive remain under investigation.
Hmm.
You know, if you're doing things that might be a little creepy, don't be shocked when you meet a creep.
No. Or creepers. Yeah, just saying. And you met on a dating app.
Yeah.
Not a drug app. A dating app. I'm just saying. Most people aren't looking on a dating app for someone to just to do drugs with. I'm just making an assumption here.
Yeah.
I know. Never had to use one, but from
it's
what
another
I hear,
it's another bizarre one of those bizarre stories.
Yeah, it is.
Be careful, you know.
Yeah.
Be careful when you open that door.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
That's the dealio on that. Hey, there's going to be this great leadership conference coming to Ocala, and this could be for everybody. Whether you're in a management position or not, maybe you own a company or you're just, you know, you're a worker, but you want to work your way up. That's all awesome. You need to learn the qualities of highly successful people, and this Ocala Leadership Conference should be a great help. It's going to be held on Friday, January 30th at Meadowbrook in Ocala. And you're going to have some top leadership experts. They're going to speak: John Maxwell, Ryan Leek, John Gordon. These are big names. You might not that familiar with them, but you certainly will be after you take in this conference. And you're going to learn how to successful CEOs. How do they do it? How do you improve like your decision making? How do you improve and boost like the more the morale of the people that you know work for you? Because you know you want to develop and retain talented employees, and all this leads to what? Productivity and cha-ching, profitability.
Yeah.
Hello, now I've got your attention. Invest in yourself, invest in your future. Friday, January 30th, Meadowbrook, Ocala. Tickets are on sale now and going fast. Use the code COFFEETALK and get $100 off your ticket price. Go to OcalaLeadershipConference.com. That's OcalaLeadershipConference.com. And then call us back in a year or two from now.
Yeah.
When you're deep into six figures in your income. And you can buy Greg and I some donuts.
Yes.
I was going to say lunch, but lunch takes up time.
Yeah.
Donuts I can eat while I'm work. I can even talk and eat a donut. Same. Well,
he's a multitasker.
All righty. What do you want to talk about next? Because we've got a loaded plate here. How about what I referenced this with Kat Kamick? What's the deal with Greenland? Let's talk about that. All right, that's coming up along with all the other local news and topics. Anything that's important to you, we'll cover it here on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. It's 8:28, and I'm wishing you a happy Hump Day Trump Day on 97.3 The Sky.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Going to Greenland. I've got dreams. I got dreams. I'm going to Greenland.
Well,
good morning and welcome, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It's 8:35 right now, and one of President Donald Trump's closest aides, a guy who's not exactly a wallflower, when he speaks out. Stephen Miller, I'm talking about.
He
questioned Denmark's claim on Greenland. And suggested the U.S. could seize it without pushback. Well, I don't know about that. No pushback? I mean, there's other European countries that would not be real happy about that. And, the biggest one being Denmark.
But then there's the conversation of buying it from Denmark that came up. So, which is it?
I want to know what's the real deal. Now, they say, and we even talked to Congresswoman Kat Kamick earlier, you know, there is some strategic reason that Greenland is quite important, and we know that Russia and China are kind of slowly creeping their way in, and their presence now has become, you know, very well known. So, yeah, what's going on? Because, you know, the president's brought it up more than a few times, and at first we all kind of laughed.
Thought it was a joke.
It's like, yeah, we're going to invade Canada, but first we'll take Greenland. I mean, come on.
Right.
But there's something here, and I can't quite figure it out. Is it a matter of national security of such high importance? And if it is, wouldn't you really be working hard with the Denmark government to say, hey, this, do you see the threat that China and Russia poses by their influence in this area, in the Western Hemisphere, how we would feel, threatened by that? And can we work something out?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe behind the scenes, maybe through back channels, whatever the case may be, there was some discussions, but they certainly haven't been made known to me.
And it still could be, and we're just in the dark, which is not unusual.
But if that is the case...
Yeah, I know where you're going.
You would never have one of your aides going out there going, stretching out, you know. we could seize Greenland, you know, without much pushback. We'd just take it. I mean, does Denmark really own it? I mean, that kind of thing is not going to... That's not going to go well.
No.
And then Trump himself going... Look, what do you want me to do? Get out my checkbook? How much you want for Greenland, huh?
Yeah.
Throw in a wife and kids, too. How much? Huh? How much you want?
Why bring negativity from the left any more than you have to?
Well, there's that side of it, too. But you're rubbing the rhubarb of the people that you may be doing actual business with. Maybe they can strike a deal, but you're going to say, well, maybe we'll just seize it. I mean, is that a strategy?
Well...
You know, you answer a car ad, you go to the guy's house, and you know, hey, man, I don't even know if you own that car, but, you know, if we can't strike a quick deal, mm-hmm. I'll be back later to steal it. I'm going to seize it.
Mm-hmm.
How's that going to go over?
If the price isn't right.
Yeah. And so I don't get it. He was talking to CNN's Jake Tapper, too.
Oh, there's a good audience for you.
Miller sidestepped the question of whether the U.S. will use military force to take Greenland, which is a territory of Denmark, and said that the president has been clear for months that the U.S. should have it. Nobody's going to fight the United States military over the future of Greenland. He said this in an interview on January 5th. So, of course, you know, Jake Tapper, not a huge fan of his, but of course, that's not an outrageous question to say, are you really talking about using military force? So he kind of sidestepped it, and he said, well, it wouldn't be military action against Greenland. Greenland has a population of 30,000 people. The real question is, by what right does Denmark assert control over Greenland? So what are you saying? If Free Willy! This is a Free Willy campaign.
Yeah, Denmark's the bad guy.
Yeah, free Greenland.
That's right.
Maybe. Maybe there's something to that.
Could be.
Maybe we can knock out two birds with one stone and make maybe some folks on the left happy.
Yeah.
We could save Tibet by giving the Tibetan people Greenland.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying here?
But see, if Trump does it, then they don't like it. It doesn't matter what it is.
Oh, that's true.
It doesn't matter, you know, again.
Now... Apparently, since taking office in this second term, Trump has repeatedly floated the idea of buying the Arctic island from Denmark and has also refused to rule out taking it through military force. He's argued that annexing Greenland is a national security necessity, noting its mass of critical minerals and strategic location. And Miller echoed that same argument, saying the U.S. needs Greenland to secure the Atlantic region for NATO interests. But isn't Denmark part of NATO? And if you, what would be perceived as an attack, how does it work with NATO? I mean, under their agreement, you attack one NATO nation, it's like you're attacking them all. But do they still have some sort of vote? Do they still talk about it? Or is it kind of an automatic function? I don't think it is, because you have to have somebody usually take the lead, and it's usually us.
Right.
So how would you do that? You see what I'm saying?
It gets complicated.
It could get complicated.
It gets very complicated.
Yeah. And Trump has said, hey, obviously Greenland should be part of the United States. That's just, I mean, Trump is connected to the average American person very, very well for someone who's a billionaire. He really is.
Oh, yeah.
But on things like this, how does he think that's going to sound?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Denmark, Come on. What are they going to do? They're not going to resist. There's 30,000 people that live there. What are they going to do? You know?
Wow.
And yeah, if I have to stroke a check for it, yeah, I will. You know, what do you want? Mm-hmm. What do you want? 50 cent an acre? Come on.
Yeah, you're back in the old days.
I
know. I don't know what you do with that.
I don't know either. I mean, that now you know why, you know, China and Russia, they have interest because it's mineral rich, right?
Right.
So they want in on that, and they also want the strategic advantage of being that much closer to the mainland U.S. So, yeah, I understand the strategic advantage of kind of having control. I would think that we could work something out with Denmark and their government.
You would hope so.
Yeah. It's weird that it keeps coming up.
It does, because like you said, the first time, okay, chuckle, whatever. But then you start talking about military and buying it or buying it and how many people are there. And, yeah, it gets a little awkward, a little uncomfortable in the room.
I think there's a UFO crash site there.
Yeah.
And we want to get our hands on this advanced materials.
The technology.
Yes.
Okay.
It could be the next breakthrough for AI. And and we want to take full advantage of that.
I think you're on something. I mean, onto something.
Yeah, I think you were right the first time. Yeah. Hey, what's the deal with these Epstein documents?
Oh, you mean the ones we're trying to hide by kidnapping Maduro?
You know, there's nothing in the Florida Times Union, the Gainesville Sun, or USA Today, nothing, not a single article about the fraud in Minnesota. And also, there's nothing about the fact that the governor is going to face you know, an oversight committee led by James Comer today and answer maybe some of the tough questions. He probably won't, or he won't tell the truth. But still, that's, I would think, kind of high on the news agenda. But mm-hmm. The legacy media, these folks don't think it's important. But they all ran articles. Every single one of those papers ran articles on the Epstein files. Yeah, what's going
that's
on with the Epstein files? All three of them ran the story, and basically they're all the same. I mean, literally all the same, because in the Jacksonville paper, they're literally running the USA Today version of it.
Wow.
Yeah. And here's how they tell it. The Justice Department has reviewed nearly 13,000 documents related to sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, but 2 million more documents remain under various phases of review, according to a new court filing. This is weeks after a congressional deadline passed to release all records. Now, do you think it's a good idea to just release all the documents without at least reviewing them?
No, because we don't know what's in there. And I don't mean in the sense of who it incriminates. They're just, you don't know.
Like national security issues,
yes,
possibly?
Because we don't know who all might be listed that for some reasons you really can't.
And what if it contains, some actual fraudulent documents? Gee, that's who would ever do that?
Uh-huh.
Remember George W. Bush and his track record of flying planes and how that was all made up and Dan Rather bought it hook, line, and sinker?
Yes, he did.
I remember these kinds of things.
Yep.
8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We know you're busy. We make it easy with the Bob Rose Show podcast. Every minute, every issue, on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. On the Bob Rose Show, 10 minutes till 9. Greg Cassidy is here. And I just solved the issue with Greenland. I did a little math here. I worked it out.
Yeah.
There's only 30,000 people that live there.
Right.
Now, Greenland belongs to its people. This was a statement that was put out, a joint statement from some NATO members and from Denmark. Ready? Greenland belongs to its people. It is for Denmark and Greenland and them only to decide on matters concerning Denmark and Greenland, the nations said. Leaders of France, Germany, Italy, Poland, Spain, Denmark, and the United Kingdom signed that statement. But listen to the statement. Greenland belongs to its people, the people of Greenland.
All right.
for a mere $300 million, we could pay each of them $10,000 to vote in favor of breaking away from Denmark and becoming a 51st state.
Or even a, even if it was a territory kind of thing.
I mean, if you could just claw back just a very small portion of what the Somali community and others have stolen in fraudulent behavior in Minnesota, you could more than afford that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So $300 million is a drop in the proverbial bucket these days. To own, to bring in that kind of landmass without a big population, because we don't need any more of that.
No.
And you know what else we could do?
What's that?
Maybe kicking out all the Somalians that are involved in this kind of fraud.
Yeah.
Hopefully, the ones that actually, you can prove in court, you know, put them in jail, I guess.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe make maybe say, hey, if you want to stay in America, you got to move to the new state.
Ooh.
Greenland.
That'd be a little cold for them.
I don't know. You got to learn to adjust.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Look, I live in Minnesota.
Right.
What is it, 4 degrees difference?
Good point. Okay. I hadn't thought about it that way.
4 degrees.
I was thinking actually Somalia, but yeah, you're right. No, I still think that's too nice. No, I think we ship them back to Somalia.
I'm just looking to solve several problems by, because I'm wondering what is the motivation for the president to keep pushing this and Stephen Miller to go on TV and push this and promote this, because look, I'm the average American. I'm scratching my head going, what's really going on here?
Yeah.
It is interesting. Only 30,000 people live there. That's not much.
No, it's not.
And it's a pretty big landmass.
Yeah, they're spread out.
Yeah.
Huh.
Would you go there as like a homesteader if you were offered something?
No,
right off the bat.
Being raised in St. Louis was cold enough. I don't want to go farther north.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Greenland Radio.
No.
It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Eskimo Apparel. Don't leave home without it.
I don't think so. You'd have to pay. In fact, even when I was looking to leave St. Louis, I was not looking farther north. No.
This country's loaded with minerals. You go out there and help homestead, and you're going to get a paycheck like the people in Dubai.
Oh. See, I could live there, and on that kind of money, vacation someplace else a lot.
Bingo.
A lot.
Bingo.
Now
look how often we spend time inside. You're inside your house. You're
That's
inside
true.
The radio station.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
Well, and I can pay somebody to clean off the windows on the car and shovel the sidewalk.
You can probably get lights now that mimic the sunlight.
Yeah.
You don't need.
Right. I feel like a plant in a greenhouse.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
A greenhouse in Greenland.
Uh-huh.
Filled with green money.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm trying to sweeten the deal here.
Yeah.
I don't have you sold yet.
Well,
I'm working on it. What if we promised you a fancy sports car and threw that in there as part of the deal?
Yeah, but can you drive it there half the time?
Four-wheel drive.
Okay.
Big 35-inch tires.
Yeah.
A souped-up Jeep, maybe.
Yeah.
With the BMW accoutrements that you've become accustomed to.
There's potential there. Yeah. But again, it would take a lot of money.
A Jeep BMW hybrid.
Yeah.
Really expensive leather seats and a giant jacked up Jeep.
With one
of those turbo engines that produces, I don't know, let's say 600 horsepower.
Yeah. Put your Hellcat motor in it.
There you go.
Okay.
Will a Hellcat motor fit?
We'll make it fit.
You'll make it fit. I knew you were going to say that. Make it fit.
Yeah. Not a problem.
All right. Just trying to solve problems.
Still cold.
Yeah, what kind of ag do they have there? They have to raise something. Don't they have sheep or something there?
I really have no idea. I've not done.
I'm from Greenland.
Now the Somalis are going to want to go.
Wow. I'm not even going there. I was actually trying to set it up for the transition into welcoming the Florida Ag Commissioner on here in a few minutes, Wilton Simpson.
Sorry about
that's
that.
That's why I said agriculture.
Oh, sorry.
Now all of a sudden you're...
Sorry.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what to do with you now.
I don't know. Move on.
Did I mention that we don't have a working printer today?
You might have.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just making sure. Mm-hmm. One of the big things, a big story today, is there's going to be a hearing kicking off this morning at 10 a.m. And this is going to feature testimony from three Republicans in the state legislature of Minnesota. And so James Comer is obviously, he's head of the Oversight Committee, and he is going to be in charge of this. Now, billions of dollars, U.S. attorneys have alleged that, you know, billions more dollars than they've already uncovered could have fallen prey to fraud in the state. So Governor Tim Walz is going to have to, you know, face the music, so to speak, this morning. And James Comer has already put out some of the stuff he's going to talk about. And it'll just, you know, the interesting thing will be, you know, is Tim Walz going to take any responsibility for what's happened under his watch?
I'm a knucklehead at times, but it's always been to do the best I can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was he just doing the best that he could? Or was he involved in some way? And knowledge is involvement. All right. 9 o'clock stretch is coming up, and then in a few minutes we'll talk to Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson right here on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.